Yo, welcome to another edition of Team Ambition Podcast. I'm your host, I'm your coach, I'm whatever you need me to be. I'm John Robinson. And guess who I got with me today? I have no other than IFBB Pro, Lamar Bond. Lamar, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, John? First, like I said, thank you for having me on the podcast. I'm a big supporter of you, man. I just appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
Man, absolutely. Absolutely, man. We're just going to dive right into it. I know our listeners, you know, your listeners, my listeners, you know, we're going to be sharing this through all different types of social media. You know, we both know each other, but now it's time for everybody else to know who we are. So with that being said, man, I know we started back in the Navy together, man. So tell our listeners, man, a little bit about yourself.
Lamar Vaughn, IFBB Pro, men's physique bodybuilder. As John said, we served in the United States Navy together, originally from Jersey City, New Jersey. Where I played three sports in high school, football, baseball, and track. Summer league basketball, but no, never for a team. Played a little college football. Played a little college football at what's now St. Peter's University, but I tore my knee up. That's the reason why I joined the military. Currently, personal trainer in Houston. Been personal training for about 15 years. Just got my master's in nutrition, so really pushing the nutrition and coaching thing now. So, just been in health and wellness pretty much 20 plus years of my life.
Man, you got some skin in the game, man. That's some 15 plus years, man. That's a lot of years and a lot of heartache, a lot of sacrifice, blood, sweat, and tears into your craft. So how'd you get into bodybuilding? Let's get there.
Well, I started lifting weights my freshman year of high school. I was 13, playing football and things of that sort. So I just always worked out while in the military, John. You know, we worked out in the military. I was always went to the gym like every day, no matter what. But I had some health issues back in 2009-10 when I got back to Jersey. And then another one of our military brothers actually got me into bodybuilding. He said I had a great physique, wanted me to try it out. And what happened was, once I got my nutrition right through bodybuilding, all my health issues went away. So that's how I got into bodybuilding. Fast forward a little bit, 2015, did my first show, which was the Phil Heath Classic. Back then it was in Houston, placed top five. From there, I just got the bug. In 2018, was blessed enough to go pro in Miami Nationals. Won my class 2018. Then went on the pro level. My highest placing on the pro level has been ninth. But that's my story. That's how I got into bodybuilding. Just another one of our military bros shot me out, and I gave it a shot, and it cured my hypertension and all that good stuff. So here I am.
Man, you know, that takes me back, man. When I think it was back in 2016, we both took the Grace the Shit stage together, man. That was like my first show in the United States, man. Probably like show number 2, 3, 4 for you, but man, that was an amazing time at that point in time. So you had talked about, you know, it cures some of your health issues, man. So, you know, I know a lot of our people that me and you train, you know, the people you've trained, I've trained, you know, a lot of people have health issues, man. Like, what are some of the things that you found that, you know, will help people get a little bit more healthier?
Well, first and foremost, you know, 30 to 40 minutes of activity every day is key. That doesn't always mean lifting weights. That doesn't always mean, you know, running on a treadmill. You can walk around your neighborhood. So that's first and foremost. Another thing is watching what you put in your body. You know, even if you look up the CDC stuff, it's okay to have a drink, you know, a drink here and there. But drinking every day is not good, so cutting back on that. Little things like make sure you eat something for breakfast. You know, those people who are diabetics who can't produce insulin, you know, eating is key. You know what I mean? Everyone thinks starving yourself helps, but it doesn't. So getting those 2 or 3 good meals in a day and a couple snacks, making those changes, you know, cutting back on the fried food, maybe broiling, or grilling your foods, cutting back on some of the sodium. But don't get me wrong, salt's not bad for you. It's just over excessive use of salt is bad. Increasing your water intake. Like I know people are like, oh, I only drink 2 bottles of water a day, which is about 32 to 33 ounces, if I'm not mistaken, fluid ounces. But you should drink about 60 to 70 ounces of a percent of your body weight in water a day. So just making changes like that, really, man, just being more conscious of what you're putting in your body. We as Americans, we don't tend to do that. That's why we're one of the most obese countries in the world.
Man, you know, that nutritional side of things, I think, man, that's one of the biggest things that are misconceptions that a lot of people get that, you know, missing screwed, man. Like, you know, they think that, you know, if I just go out here, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like you said, man, you know, if you go out there and, you know, walk around the block, jog around the block, that just being active, that's like 20% of it. Mm-hmm. I think the other 75 to 80% of it really comes to, you know, what you're putting on that plate and what you're putting in your mouth. And you know, I lean on you a lot of times when it comes to nutrition. You know, coming back and forth for some dialogues. You know, what do you think about this and that and the third. But you know, I think that is one of the biggest misconceptions. And I think once people master or once they get better in nutrition, you know, those results they're looking for, whether they get bigger, stronger, or get leaner, you know, those come to fruition.
No, that's true. I think that the major problem that we have in the world right now in the United States, I would say, we wait for the doctors to tell us that we're jacked up. So I've created this motto, man, let's be proactive, not reactive. Meaning, like, personally, I found out I had high blood pressure. Didn't know what it was. I was 23 years old. It made me be reactive. But why not be proactive before the doctors tell you, you have this, you have that, you have this. There's so much free information out there now. Google searches, nutritionists, personal trainers. There's books. There's so much information out here that we don't use to better ourselves. We wait for the MD to say, oh, you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, you have high cholesterol. You can lower your cholesterol by just eating some Cheerios, you know?
Right.
You know?
Man, you know, I believe, man, like, you know, people change for two reasons, right? One, you know, something positive or they inspire and motivate or whatnot, you know, that helps them, you know, go towards that whatever individual goal that may be, or something catastrophic, something negative has to happen, you know, i.e., like you say, you know, that would go see the doctor. You know, I was, over this last year or so, you know, I found myself, let myself slide too much, and I need to get back into, you know, being more proactive, like you said, not reactive. With my own health and wellness, man. So, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, one thing, man, I want to touch, I definitely want to get your input on, man, especially as a pro bodybuilder and going through this for years, man. For any of those people who are looking to bodybuild, you know, very first novice, the ones who've never done it before, man, what is some advice or what is like that process look like for those individuals so they understand it?
Man, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about this today. First, you need to figure out your finances, meaning these shows cost. You got to pay for tans, coaching, food, supplements. So first, map that out. Give yourself 6 months to prepare, you know, especially if you like someone that may be a little bit on the obese side or somebody that's real skinny. But first, your finances. Secondly, shopping around for coaches. Don't use somebody just because somebody else uses them. Do your research. You know, this coach may not fit you. There's a lot of people that coach out here in the world, men and women alike. I also will say, you know, don't prep for a show, you know, prep into a show, meaning, okay, you may have your eyes on the prize, do this show in July, but what if you're not ready in July? So just prep until you get ready. So if prep is 20 weeks, 40 weeks, let it be, because I prepped 11 months before, and guess what? I went pro. So I'm just saying, but, you know, finances, shopping around for a coach, picking the right show. And most importantly, if your mental is not there, nothing's going to work. Nothing. I believe bodybuilding is 100% mental, personally. Yeah, you got to lift weights. Yeah, you got to food. But if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, you're not going to be, you know, in that mindset to do it. And it's a selfish sport. So those of you out there are married that want to compete, or in serious relationships that want to compete, that have children, you got, like, honestly, you're going to be selfish to your family. And, you know, they're going to support you, but you're going to have selfish moments. Like, there's holidays you're not going to be able to celebrate. There's birthdays you're not going to be able to celebrate. There might be times you have to carry your food with you to these events. So bodybuilding, that's why we're the 1-2% of the population, because not everybody can do this. It looks fun on the outside, but get involved. You'll see.
Man, you know, that last part you said right there, the mindset. Bro, I swear, that's part, even not even my bodybuilders that I coach, just in general, like my health and wellness, you know, it's not as... the expectation is not as tight as a bodybuilder, and you coach people before. Right. You know, that mindset is number one. That's the first thing I always tell people. Your mindset, you have, like you touched on, selfish mindset and sacrifice, man. Those are the three first ingredients of bodybuilding. And again, you know, I'm not at your level of bodybuilding. I never became a pro. And again, salute to you for that 11 months of prep. But yes, you are absolutely right. Mindset, sacrifice, and it's a very selfish sport. So if you're not willing to do those three items, it may not be that may not be for you.
Facts. The biggest thing I tell people too, man, like, do it for the right reason, man. You know, a lot of people living in that social media era. A lot of people do it because they want followers and they think they're gonna make a lot of money. But I remember something my first coach told me. I flew all the way to Georgia from Houston. He said, "Why do you want to do this?" And I said, man, I've been an athlete all my life. I just want to try something new. I want a challenge. He said, good, because if you say money or fame, I wouldn't coach you. So that always stick with me. Like, I enjoy this process. I'm passionate about it. March will be 8 years that I've been bodybuilding competitively, but I've always been, you know, in the gym. So I would just tell people, man, like, make sure you're doing it for the right reason. Don't do it because your friends are doing it, because you may not like it. Or you and your friend may not be friends too much from now. You're both low carbs and attitudes kicking. So these are things to think about. But what I will say, yes, for those who actually give it a shot, even if it's just once, I salute you. And I appreciate you giving this sport a shot. And for those of you who continue to do it long term, man, you understand what I'm talking about.
Man, 110%. 110%. So you've done the bodybuilding. You're currently coaching people, online and actually face-to-face. So what about those people who are looking to become a trainer, become a coach? What's some advice you can give to those men and women looking to, you know, who follow you, follow me or whatnot, who are looking to start a business, or maybe not just a business, they want to start being a personal trainer, maybe at a Gold's Gym or LA Fitness or whatever, man. Like, what are some of your advice you give those first time personal trainers?
Well, if you're doing it for the money, you're in it for the wrong reason.
Facts.
You gotta love it. Like, it started for me. I started training people in the military when we were doing our PRTs. And I was 19, 20 years old. I was what they called a PFT coordinator. And I wasn't even a high rank. I was just always in shape. So you kind of love this, man. Like, that's the problem with our sport, with the fitness industry now. A lot of people are doing it for all the wrong reasons. Don't get me wrong, we all have our own reasons. But if you're doing it for money, you're doing it for the wrong reason. Totally. You have to love it. You have to love doing it, because not every day is going to be. One month you may make 10 grand, one month you may make $1,000. Some people making more than that. But guess what? You have to love what you do, because the relationships you build with these people will last for a lifetime. And that's been the biggest thing for me, building relationships with people. Don't get me wrong, not every client has been perfect. You know, not every client, I fire clients just like clients have fired me. But if you love what you do, it's easy. It's not work. So love it. Love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My thoughts with, you know, when I first started, because actually you had started before me, man. You don't get it twisted. You've been doing a lot of mentorship with me. You know what I'm saying? So we always go back and forth like we first started. I concur, man. You know, you got to love it, because, you know, you can't turn your passions into profit, but your profits won't be a passion for you if you're not good at what you do. So, right. You know, constantly always got to be a student of, you know, your craft or whatnot. And, you know, honestly, man, and I know you can speak to this 1,000 times better than I can, man. You know, your clients can see right through, you know, just, you know, personal training is all about money. Because if you have somebody doing the same thing over and over again, you know, you're trying to put it through a cycle and just trying to get their money. But, you know, like you said, you know, I know you see right. I mean, clients can see right through that, just like you can see right through clients as well. You can tell those who are serious and those who aren't.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I mean, you know, like I said, we're in the industry where there's millions of trainers out there now and millions of so-called trainers. So, but like I said, in Houston itself, we have six, seven million people here. So there's enough people here for all of us to train. You know, some people are going to have bad experiences. Some people are going to have great experiences, even with me or even with other trainers. But I would tell the consumer as well, find a trainer that you can relate to. That way the process is much easier than, you know, you won't be stressed out. Same with trainers, like, interview your clients. The clients are interviewing you. So interviews go both ways. So, and like John said, man, we pass information along all the time, man. I've learned so much from so many different people. Then that's the key, man, being a student of the game, because everything, stuff changes. I remember when I did my first certification many years ago, and I redid it 2 years ago, 2 years after that, it was so much new stuff in these books. Not saying that the old stuff don't work, but they just try to give you more and more information so they can get more money out of you. So also, that's another thing. Be smarter in the certifications you choose.
No, that's real. That's real. There's so many different certifications out there, man. And there's so many different people who, you know, that bro science, or like, hey, I'm a fitness coach or I'm a personal trainer. And, you know, all you know is through, you know, their Instagram. All they do is lift weights with no, you know, certification behind their name or anything of that nature. So, you know, our industry is flooded with, you know, there's the real, then there's fake. So, but yes, you're absolutely right, man. You do have to interview, you know, your coaches and your trainers and whatnot, because you don't want just somebody who's a fraud. So
totally,
man. So what about you, man? So, you know, I know you just had a birthday. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Just hit 37
years young.
My man. So first and foremost, man, you know, salute to you and your birthday. Salute to you again, your graduation, getting your master's in nutrition. Salute on that. Appreciate man, this has been your year, man. So what's next, man? What's the future aspirations? What do the listeners have for to listen, look for when they look, you know, seeing you on social media or all your friends and family? You know, what's your next steps?
Far as competing, 2023, I'm back. I didn't compete last year. Prep started actually today. I have 5 shows on the schedule for this year. You know, praying I don't have to do all 5, but praying I can get some good placings so I can make it to the Olympia in 2023. For that, that's for bodybuilding. As far as my career, I want to push more online nutrition coaching. And, you know, possibly go back to work in the school systems doing nutrition in the school. I've actually applied for a few roles there. Really just want to help the youth get healthy, because I feel like if we can help these kids, we can, you know, we can make changes with the adults too. Because a lot of times the kids just tell their parents they don't want to eat something, then, you know, the change is there. But yeah, compete again this year, increase my online clientele, praying to God that I can get into the school system. But if not, possibly develop my own nonprofit where I'm educating kids on nutrition, those kids from ages, mostly teenagers, because I've coached football in 3 different states. So probably that would be a good thing if I don't get the jobs, is create a nonprofit where I'm educating the kids on nutrition. That way, parents don't have to worry about paying for anything. And a lot of times parents don't get kids involved in anything because it costs money. Right. So, you know, that'd be a goal of mine. You know, I have a lot of things, like I write, you know me, John, I write everything down. I have a lot of goals that I want to achieve, but specifically for this year coming up, 2023, which starts now for me, compete. If I don't get in the school system, create a nonprofit, and go from there, you know, just continue to educate. And most importantly, increase my online clientele. And then also pushing my pre-workout Bully Bomb more. I mean, I don't think I do enough marketing for it. You know, it's our second run of the product. I would like to add a second flavor for 2023, but I'm gonna be true. Sales have been down a little bit, and that's all because of me. I've been, you know, distracted with closing on the home and graduating, things of that sort. So yeah, Bully Bomb, nonprofit, and competing in 2023.
Man, what? Look, I told you, man, look all these wins you got, man. Homeowner, just, you know, got your pro card.
Man, John, I've been blessed, man.
Man, yo, 2022 was serious wins for you, man. So it sounds like 2023 is going to be the same, but not even better.
But I'm blessed. So,
you got 5 shows on the docket. God willing, you know, you only have to do maybe 2 or 3. And next thing you know, you're in the big O. You know, we root for you, you know, from afar, our way out here in Florida. You know, as always, you know, we talk almost at least once or twice a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, so with my followers, man, who don't know you, man, kind of let my followers know, man, how they find you, man. What's your handles, like your IG, anything, website?
Instagram, you can find me at Lamar.Vaughn, the number 2. That's on IG, Lamar.Vaughn2. You can check my website out, which is www.thepridetraining.com. I say again, www.thepridetraining.com. Or if you're a Facebook person, just look me up, Lamar Vaughn, and you'll see me pop right up.
Yo, well, first and foremost, man, I appreciate your time, Lamar, man. This has been nothing but joy. Well overdue. I should have done this a long time ago. Look for us to do another podcast together, man, next year in 2023, man. See how things went out for you, especially if you hit the O. I know you hit the O. I know you're going to hit the O. So we're going to do it before you hit the O and after or so. But as always, man, thank you so much for your time. Any parting words you got for your listeners?
Man, first of all, I just want to tell you, I appreciate you getting me on here, John. Like I said, we go back to the military days. So over 18 years of friendship and brotherhood. Thank you for your mentorship. And for viewers, man, like John, I said, man, love what you do, whether it be training, bodybuilding. I don't care if you work a 9-to-5 job. And love what you do. Keep setting those goals. And every time you achieve a goal, check it off and set a new one. With that being said, I appreciate you again.
Yo, appreciate you, Lamar. Well, listeners, as always, be epic, ambitious, stay tenacious. If you want to be a beast, this is TeamAmbitionFitness.com. Peace. We out.